Today we have Dwayne. He's going to be doing math facts.
2 times 2, 4. Mm-hmm. 2 times 1, 2. 2 times 6, 12. 2 times 4.
That Chris did math.
6. 2 times 4, 8. 2 times 6, 12. 2 times 10. 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 6 is 12. 2 times 7.
Dang,
is 14.
You're fast.
2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 6. 2 times 3 is 6. 2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 1 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 7 is 14. 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 8 is 16. 2 times 8 is 16. 2 times 4 is 8. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 3 is 6. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 7 is 14. 2 times 1 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 8 is 16. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 0 is 0.
Mr. Rick, I want it.
2 times 9 is 18. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 10 is 10. 2 times 4 is 8. 2 times 7 is 14. 2 times 8, 9 is 18. 2 times 7 is 14. 2 times 0 is 0. 2 times 10. 2 times 5 is 10. 2 times 3 is 6.
Wow. You want to try
now
some,
we're
please?
On to 3.
Good, okay.
3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 1 is 3. 8 times 3 is 24. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 0 is 0. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 0 is 0. 3 times 2 is 6. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 0 is 0. 3 times 0 is 0. 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 8 is 24.
Maybe some 4s. Alright, okay, one second.
Now we're on to 4s.
4 times 6 is 24. 4 times 3 is 12. 4 times 5 is 20. 4 times 2 is 8. 4 times 0 is 0. 4 times 8 is 32. 4 times 4 is 16. 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 6 is 24. 0 times 4 0. 0. 4 times 0 is 0. 4 times 0 is 0. 4 times 9 is 36. 4 times 5 is 20. 4 times 0 is 0. 4 times 8 is 32. 4 times 5 is 20. 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 8 is 32. 4 times 9 is 36. 4 times 4 is 16. 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8. 4 times 6 is 24. 4 times 4 is 16. 4 times 5 is 20. 4 times 9 is 36. 4 times 0 is 0. 4 times 2 is 8. 4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8. 4 times 8 is 32. 4 times 9 is 36.
Well, he knows his fours. You guys keep going. I don't have fives here, so your next one will be sixes. Do you want sixes?
Now we're on to six.
No.
Okay, so no six.
Sevens? Whoa, now he's ready for sevens. All right. Is that for a real challenge?
7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 0 is 0. 7 times 2 is 14. 7 times 1 is 7. 7 times 2 is 14. 7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 9 is 63. 7 times 6 is 42. 7 times 8 is 56. 7 times 5 is 35. 7 times 6 is 42. 7 times 5 is 35. 7 times 9 is 63. 7 times 0 is 0. 7 times 9 is 63. 7 times 4 is 28. 7 times 1 is 7. 7 times 1 is 7. 7 times 8 is 56. 7 times 7 is 42. 7 times 5 is 35. 7 times 4 is 28. 7 times 5 is 35.
Wow.
7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 7 is 40.
That was amazing.
I think you did enough.
You want to do 8s or you're done?
Do 8s.
Whoa. Are you sure?
Yeah, we're on 8.
Remember, I ate and I ate. And I got sick on the floor.
8 times 8 is 64.
All right, go ahead.
8 times 1 is 8. 8 times 9 is 72. 8 times 3 is 24. 8 times 9 is 72. 8 times 7 is 56. 8 times 1 is 8. 8 times 4 is 32. 8 times 3 is 24. 8 times 5 is 40. 8 times 9 is 72. 8 times 5 is 40. 8 times 4 is 32. 8 times 0 is 0. 8 times 9 is 72. 8 times 6 is 48. 8 times 6 is 48. 8 times 4 is 32. 8 times 4 is 32. 8 times 8 is 64. 8 times 6 is 48. 8 times 5 is 40. 8 times 8 is 64. 8 times 0 is 0. 8 times 8 is 46. Okay, 64.
Whoa.
8 times 9 is 72. 8 times 4 is 32. 8 times 1 is 8. 8 times 0 is 0.
This man's unstoppable. Are you doing nines? All right. Nice work. All right.
Mr. I can feel my finger.
Say something to God.
Okay.
Supposed to say thank you to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, how do you practice all those?
I practice in class, and Miss Lopez has, she gives us homework with 60 questions on it each day, and we take it home for homework, and we do it and bring it in. And she used to have us take a math sheet, and we used to have 1 to 2 minutes to fill out 60 questions and 44 questions, and if you got off four, then you were a math guy.
So did you know all your, when she did that, you knew them all? Okay.
The most it took me to do a packet like this or a packet that she gave me was like 10 minutes or 7.
What made you want to do math then?
Because math is my favorite subject.
When did you start learning? At the beginning of third grade?
I started math facts in second grade when I come home.
Oh, for multiplication then?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I went to chime, so like when I got home, I would like get out of the notebook, go upstairs and practice math facts with third grade.
So you had chime. By the time you're home, you were ready to search your math facts already? Wow, that's a long day.
When I was in second grade, I went home. The most times tables I ever did was my sixes. So before I got to third grade, I only knew my sixes.
Yeah, you only knew sixes.
And my sevens.
Do you know any division?
Yes. One of the divisions of problem I know is 20 divided by 5 equals 4.
Right, because 4 times 5 is 20.
So another one would be 63 divided by 9 is 7.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
32 divided by 8 is 4. 28 divided by 4 is 7.
So you do, like, harder math than what you had. Cause, like, those are single numbers. Three times more, double digits.
Like, do you know how to multiply 12 times 8?
Or 100
times. No, that's fourth grade, right?
The most I would be able to do would be like 11 times tables.
That's what I knew how to do.
Because 11 times tables, 11 times
anything. It's just double that number.
You just double the number because anything times 1 is the same number that you multiply by.
Wait.
No, go.
No.
He's doing this.
Yeah, he's doing this.
Kind of for Takai. So, Takai, you knew the same stuff when you left third grade. How did it help you in fourth grade to be so good at these facts?
So, it helped me a lot. Because if I know most of the tables, it'll help me a lot with the ones that I have to do. I have more than just 2 in it. Or 3.
Like, give us an example.
Sometimes we have to do, like, I think this is in our work today. It's 493 times 6.
Oh. You're never going to get that when you don't know your basic facts, are you?
When you started math, was it easier each grade?
Plus was easy, minus was easy, but times was
certain ones I was still trying to figure out. But eventually, third grade got easier for math because math is my subject.
What's your subject, Akai? You just take the one that's easiest for you. It just comes easy.
Art. I love art.
Judith?
Art.
Yeah. So we got three
my
artists.
My two favorite.
Yeah.
Art and Judith.
Mrs. Anika, what was your subject? Science.
And you?
Physics was my favorite.
I love
art and physical and two things.
Yeah. For me, it was social studies and history.
Oh, I love so math.
I do.
Mr. Raycakes.
I don't know. Maybe it was I had teachers that didn't.
Science is also what? Type of fun.
1 minute, right. I'm going to go home.
In 1 minute? You're going to go home in about 8 minutes.
Can we go on the computer for 8 minutes?
Do we have any more questions for Dwayne?
He's the best.
Wizard, he's the best.
He is a wizard!
He's a wizard. Good job, wizard!